you kind of like fitness, then you'll definitely love this podcast. You are listening to the only fitness podcast where you'll hear a lot about fitness and a lot about other-ish.
What's going on, everybody? What is going on? Welcome back to the Only Fitness Podcast. Monica, what are we talking about today?
We're talking only about fitness.
We're only talking about fitness. We're the only podcast who talks about fitness. On today's episode, we are going to talk a lot about traveling and how to reassess your fitness goals while you travel. We're going to talk about sleeping and nutrition and, most importantly, the workouts, of course. A lot of people tend to fixate on their workouts when they go on a trip. So, Monica, let's start with you. You've been traveling, haven't you? You traveled to, where'd you go? You went to LA here in August and then to Mexico, am I right?
Yep. Full week.
And what were you? Oh, a full week of traveling.
Well, okay. Mexico was a week. Uh-huh. LA was like 4 or 5 days.
Oh my God. So you spent 2 weeks from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for myself, whenever I'm not at home, it's really hard to get into a routine. So, I mean, did you have a routine while you were traveling? I know some of it was for work. The other part was for just vacation, right?
Yeah. For the LA trip, a lot of the things were, I didn't know what the itinerary was, but the hotel that we were at did have a gym. I was only able to work out once, which we walked a lot though.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we're going to talk about non-exercise activity. I think a lot of people forget that there's a lot of activity that they do that doesn't involve exercise, especially when they're on vacation. Maybe when you went to Mexico, how much activity did you have down there?
Oh, Mexico, we were at an all-inclusive resort. So like, you know, food is unlimited. Wow. Drinks are unlimited. Everything else is unlimited. So I really had to exercise.
It's all included.
Yeah. Self-control.
So we are always exercising, whether we're actually physically doing it or mentally doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exercising or exercising self-control, one in the same, essentially. So it sounds like you might have had a hard time keeping up with your routine, but I'm pretty sure I saw you like post on your story and it seemed like you were trying to keep up with your routine the best you could, especially down in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us your strategies for that.
Also, well, I guess it kind of worked in my favor that the weather was pretty dark and gloomy and rainy. I would try to work out in the morning with my brother.
Wait, what does that sound?
Can you hear that? It's my mom.
Oh my gosh.
My mom, my parents are watching football and the US Open right now. Layla,
do they like tennis Fernandez, that much?
No. Layla Fernandez is like half Filipino, half Ecuadorian from Canada. They're
got to root for the Filipinos.
Actually, no, I can believe that you heard that.
Oh, I heard it loud and clear. I'm sure the listeners heard it too.
Well, I hope you all appreciate that. That's my mom. We love her.
Energy. We love that.
Okay. Anyways, when I was in Mexico, I was trying to keep up with my like workout program.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I did as much as I could at that time. Like I wasn't too concerned about like having the best workouts ever. Especially because I was on vacation. So right. I think part of it too, before leaving is setting realistic
expectations. Sorry, she just clapped so loud just now.
I'm sorry. Should I change something on my mic?
No, you're fine. I think it's just funny. I'm just interrupting.
Okay. Well, if I need to tell Julie to calm down, I will.
Oh my God. You call your mom by her first name?
No, I don't do that.
Anita, if you're listening to this, I would never call you by your first name.
Only behind her back sometimes.
Anita's my mom. She probably heard, yeah, she heard this, definitely.
My aunt's name is Anita also.
Wow.
Does she go by
What's her nickname?
Nitz.
Nitz, yeah.
Oh my God, we both have Auntie Nitzes.
Wait, but mine's my mom.
Oh, sorry.
Mommy, sorry. Nitz. Mommy, sorry. Where were we? Oh, wait, you said something about, you know, setting going into
expectations.
The gym. Right. Oh. So you knew like you could get a workout in, but it wouldn't be the best one. And I felt that. So I'm traveling to Wisconsin right now for a modeling photo shoot. And I got in last night around 5 p.m. local time. Went to the gym around 7 or 8, like the little hotel gym. And man, I just couldn't like get anything going. Like I went for a little 1 mile jog and then tried to lift some weights. But I swear the weights in the hotel gym are heavier than they say they are.
What?
Do you ever get that? Hotel weights just feel way heavier.
I was using a Smith machine and it felt like the bar was like so heavy for some reason.
Might have been, but also, yeah, just like whenever you travel and you try to lift and it's not at a commercial gym, it just feels so, everything just feels so heavy and slow. So anyways, I was trying to get a workout in and like just nothing felt good. So I just slowed everything down. I basically just told myself, I'm just going to do 8 reps of every exercise I can think of. And that was my workout. I was just like, I just,
how many exercises did you end up doing?
Not everything I could think of, because obviously I could think of a ton. I meant just like as many exercises as I wanted to do that day per body part. So I thought of one for my arms, one for my shoulder, one for my chest, one I skipped back, one for my legs.
Okay.
And that was it. Yeah. So I think for our listeners out there who are traveling and they do want to get in a workout, but they don't know what to do, they don't have a plan to follow, all of the above, go into the gym, pick your favorite exercise for each body part. So here's how mine went. For shoulders, I did lateral raises. And then for my arms, I did hammer curls. Nice. And these are all slow and I'm just doing 8 reps. If I feel like doing more, I'll do more, but I just want to see if I can, you know, get 8 reps on each arm. And then for chest, I did push-ups. And then for legs, I did Kang squats. And that was it. I really just focus mind-muscle connection. Sometimes if I'm not feeling it and I want to have a good workout, I'll do more of like a HIIT workout. But I was just feeling so tired. I was so unmotivated to be in the gym. But at least I got into the gym and I worked out. I don't think I've ever regretted doing a workout unless I've been injured by that workout. And that's only happened like 2 times out of like hundreds, you know?
I feel like now my mindset around exercise while traveling has changed so much, because before I would just look at vacations as like my time to indulge and be lazy and not do anything.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so I wouldn't really like try to prioritize movement or anything, but from like the previous podcasts that we've done, we've talked about how like just taking that one step can change the rest of the decisions you make throughout the day.
Right.
So if you are out, like I was in Mexico, me starting the day with a workout kind of set me up for more of like a success when it came to making decisions around all of the food that was available to me and alcohol. And,
right. I think for me, I was the opposite. Like back in my powerlifting days when I was like, I was super regimented with my workout schedule and my numbers I wanted to hit, because when you're powerlifting, like the way everything is set up, like you're supposed to hit certain numbers every week. And if you don't hit it, it's basically like working backward progress. So I'd say like when I would go on vacation a few years ago, I would have a tough time getting in a good workout, because a good workout to me was very much based on like the metrics and the numbers. And even though I would get them in, it would take up a lot of time. And when you're on vacation, your mind should be on the vacation and not as much on the workout, right? But now I feel very much the opposite. Like, I don't have to be super regimented. If I miss a day, it's perfectly fine. Oh, that's the other thing. If I would miss a day before, it would just affect me mentally, because I'm like, oh no, I can't miss. Like, I literally could not miss a day. Like, I didn't want to miss a day, no matter how tired or how much we had to do that day. I always just wanted to get it in. Whereas now I just know, like, getting a small workout in is better than nothing. And in the long run, just a little bit of movement will go a long way for me. So yeah, that's my story on that. But you were talking about, like the rest of the vacation a little bit earlier. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much activity they have on their vacation, especially if they're traveling to like a big city where you're walking all day. And even though you might be eating more, you're also expending a lot more energy. You're walking to places, you're touring around. Hopefully you're not just like sitting in bed all day in the same spot or the same hotel, unless you're in Mexico. But even like you said, when you were in Mexico, you were working out still, like trying to get it in the morning, probably still moving here and there, maybe playing like volleyball, something on the sand. But even in Mexico, you're not just like going from your bed to the bar, to the food and back. Like, you're doing something throughout the day, which is good. I mean, you could. That's a good reason to put in the workout as the first thing. So it's not bed to bar. It's not the bed to bar pipeline that, you know, Tulum or wherever you went. Where'd you go? Playa del Rey.
Riviera Maya.
Riviera Maya. These resorts want you to do the bed to bar pipeline and just spend your money there. So that's good to incorporate a little bit of workouts and movement first thing in the day. And you got your family into it too, didn't you? You were training them. I saw that.
Oh yeah. We did a group workout. It was really fun. So, That's fun. What was I going to say too? This is where I'm just being sporadic, but going back to what you said about the weights feeling heavier, I'm like thinking now, and you had just been traveling like all day, right?
Yeah.
Before that workout.
It was a long travel day.
And I was saying earlier too, that sometimes when I'm in a hotel, it's so hard for me to get good sleep, like good quality sleep.
Oh, really?
Sometimes, maybe like the first couple of days, maybe after I like acclimate or something.
Yeah.
But
I had such great sleep over here. I was thinking of how quiet it is here outside of Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you get good sleep while you're on vacation?
Oh, okay. So let's talk about sleep on vacation. So how do you get good sleep? Well, yeah. So for a lot of people, you just might not feel comfortable being in the new bed, new environment. Basically, my sleep routine, whether it's in a hotel or at home, is going to be the same. I'm trying to minimize my exposure to light. I thought about bringing my blue light blockers also. You can do that. I didn't end up doing that. I just made sure to like turn most lights off except for one. That way the room's not like fully bright. And people are like, oh, like, I don't think people understand the effect light has. Like, if you just minimize your light exposure, it's going to be such, like, make such a difference. I want you to think about like when you try to sleep in a hospital and like how hard it is to sleep under bright lights. And like, even though you're not sleeping under bright lights, just having the lights on that bright so late at night tricks your brain. And even like the smallest amount of light is going to do that, even if you don't feel it necessarily. That's kind of exaggerated bringing in the hospital, but it's going to be the same effect, whether it's the bright hospital lights 24/7 or a little bit of light, you know, really late into the night. So just really trying to minimize my light exposure. I brought my sleep supplement just so I could get good sleep. I know I've been on a good routine with my melatonin, zinc, and magnesium. And when I get in a good groove with that, like, and take it at the same time, I can feel the effects of sleep pretty well. A lot of people take melatonin and expect it to just like hit them and feel like NyQuil, where it just makes you drowsy and then you fall asleep. That's not how melatonin works necessarily. You might not even feel it for a long time after taking it. But there are times where I take it and it gets to the point where I know I need to take it that night and haven't. And I start to feel drowsy. Like my body prepares because it already knows what it's supposed to be doing. So like, that's the benefit of melatonin. What are other things? I think getting movement, some sort of movement, like just going into the gym and going for a run is going to help. As long as it's not like super late at night or within like 2 hours of you trying to go to bed, I'd say it's pretty reasonable to, you know, get a little bit of movement, try your best to move. It's going to help a lot with sleep. Try not to eat. I try not to eat too much on the plane. Try not to snack. Try not to buy food to bring onto the plane, just because if you know, I land at like 8 p.m. and local time is 10 p.m. and I want to sleep so that I can make it to work by like 7 a.m. the next day, I'm not going to have a big meal, because I know for me especially, big meals just affect how much quality sleep I can have. When you're traveling, also just being mindful of your coffee consumption, caffeine consumption. They're offering you these drinks like all the way throughout the flight. Just know, like, if it's 5 p.m. your time and your time zone hasn't changed yet, and it's going to be like 8 p.m. wherever you land, like, you don't need the coffee at 5 p.m. I would just go to sleep at that point. But yeah, that's kind of how I make sure I stay on a good sleep routine and how I get good sleep. That reminds me to take my sleep supplements now. Actually, I might go work out after this Zoom, to be honest. Well, I was thinking about going for a workout. I don't know. I felt like I had a long day, so maybe I'll just get some sleep. But yeah.
Well, it's 6:42 for where you would be normally, right?
Oh yeah, it's 6:42, but where I would be, but it's 8:42 where I am.
Right.
But I feel like I've already acclimated to the time zone difference. Another thing, if you do happen to get jet lagged, even from like coast to coast, cold shower, ice bath, infrared sauna, like pick which one you want. Those are going to help a lot. I think ice bath and sauna and ice bath, anything cold for the morning, like if you're going from like a time zone that's behind, like going California to New York. So waking up at 9 a.m. New York is still 6 a.m. California time. Trying to get like an ice bath or something cold in the morning is going to help acclimate your body to the time wherever it's at. And then sauna for like midday, afternoon, evening, and especially if you're going from like New York to California, and you know it's going to be later at night feeling for you than it is actually. I think doing a sauna sometime during the midday will alleviate those symptoms after you land.
Good to know. I need to like sleep in an ice box.
Oh, so you can do that in the hotel. You can make your hotel room really cold. I forgot to turn my air on over here.
Unless I don't know, the hotel room in Mexico, I would sweat the bed, like wake up sweating.
Oh my God.
But anyways, what else with travel? I guess, what about for the people that worry that they're going to lose their progress because they're not on regularly scheduled programming?
Yeah, that's what I thought for so long. And I'm just now coming to realize, like, you're not going to lose your progress. As hard as it may seem, or as hard as it is to hear, like, you're really not going to lose your progress. And even just doing a little bit will be enough. You don't have to, you know, do your whole routine. You're really not gonna lose your progress.
Yeah, I like when clients have like vacations or like weekends away or something where there's a disruption in their normal routine, just because that's life. And yeah, you should be able to sit in discomfort without your mind telling you that you're gonna miss, or what am I saying, lose your progress.
Right. not even fitness influencers. Come on, we're fitness influencers, right? Even though I wouldn't call myself one, you guys call us that. Like, even fitness influencers don't stay to their routine completely on vacation. Why do you need to?
Do you have like a set morning and evening routine? I like don't really, kind of, not really though.
I do for some like workflow stuff. I do. And I want to have a better one just because like a lot of the work I'm working on right now is has a lot of variables essentially. And so keeping track of it using a routine is really helpful, or else I find myself like working too much on one thing and not enough on the other thing. Mm-hmm. So if I don't like give myself a time to like sit down and work on it, it's just going to eat up too much time, or I'm going to not be able to dedicate enough time to anything else.
Yeah. And I guess if anybody does have an established morning or evening routine, like it doesn't have to be perfect every time. Like just take what you can from it.
Right.
But also when you come back from vacation, you don't have to do anything differently than before. Like you can, you know, just
keep the momentum going.
Maybe she's winning.
I didn't hear anything.
You didn't? Oh, no. My parents are screaming. Maybe no, she's
I
winning.
I heard it very much.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. A little bit off topic. You see the Whoop 4.0?
I did.
Yeah, it's sick.
Should I reserve one?
Yeah, can you use my code?
We'll already have one. Will that work?
No.
I think I like have to extend a membership or something.
Yeah, me too. I want to get the 4.0. So that's so cool because I was on the campaign with them working on that.
That is really
cool. A model. But yeah, it's smaller, has more sensors. Oh, it's so neat.
Does it seem more like accurate?
I think more accurate. Yeah. And they can measure skin temperature and oxygen saturation, which is super cool. Super cool. So I mean, as a health nut, I'm very invested in wearable technology, especially wearable technology like that. So maybe Whoop can sponsor this podcast and we'll talk about you guys more. I mean, you guys probably don't need us, but you know, you could need us. Who knows?
No, they need us.
Yeah. We're the ambassadors of health and wellness and fitness. We do it all, baby. Yeah. Traveling, you know, it is a lot to handle, a lot to deal with. Are you traveling anywhere soon?
I was just trying to think if I don't think I am soon. I would like to. Where else are you going?
I'm going to New York in a few weeks because the tickets are cheap. So I would check your tickets to New York because things are cheap right now.
Really?
Yeah. One.
I gotta see who's in New York.
There's a Spirit Airlines $70 round trip.
What?
LA. From LA to New York, $70 round trip. And then, if you do a carry-on, then it's $150. A second carry-on, then it's like $200. But if you literally just had a pillowcase, I guess, or a backpack, like still, you cannot tell me that is not just an insane $70.
Yeah, $70. I would be flying out of the small airport, though, in Grand Rapids. I wonder if that would be different.
Yeah, I would check. I mean, they had 70 from like not the main airport in SoCal. So not LAX, but John Wayne, which is a smaller one in Orange County. I mean, still decently sized, but not as big as LAX, obviously. But for domestic flights, it works.
Yeah, that's the one I usually fly into whenever I visit. Yes.
So I got nonstop round trip for a total of, it could have been 137, but I went for the regular economy instead of basic economy because I think they allow you to have a carry-on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
That's kind of dumb, United. We hate you. But round trip and nonstop, like 190. Oh my God. Say less.
I actually not fought. I got into an argument with one of the people at security, with United. Yeah. Because they changed their policy. If like you're flying, like transatlantic or from Mexico to the US and vice versa, like for basic economy, you can have a carry-on, but I guess it's like a new, like, yeah, it's a new policy. So nobody knew what I was talking about. And my ticket said no carry-on. And I was like, no, heck no. It says it on their website in like three different places. I will not be paying for a checked-in bag.
And then what happened?
And then one of the big guys came and escorted me to security and told them it was fine and to let me through.
Oh, I thought that was going, I thought that was going to go bad. That went well. That went really well.
I'm very patient, but I was really just like, F this. I'm not. No.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Do you like traveling? I'll be honest. I hate getting on a plane. I hate airports. I just want to get to where I want to be.
Oh, I love traveling. I don't care if my flight's delayed. Like I could chill in an airport. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm just weird like that. I'm just quirky like that.
You're different.
I'm just different.
Yeah.
But what if I feel like, is it, I don't know, maybe you do have your established routines and everything, but because you travel so much for modeling, do you feel like you put pressure on yourself sometimes, like having to maintain a certain physique?
Yeah, I used to. And then I realized the only people that need to do that are like underwear models. Like I've never gone to a shoot and needed to have a six pack because they put clothes on you.
Really? What?
They put clothes on you.
All of your shoots?
Okay. Well, I've done one underwear shoot and it was for Whoop.
Oh, what?
It was for Whoop because Whoop came out with underwear where you can put the Whoop inside the underwear. Remember, we talked about this.
Okay. Yeah. Now I'm remembering. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, so now that was like the only underwear type of thing I did. And like, it doesn't matter. You don't need a six pack. Models, the best models, well, for I guess my industry, which would be like fitness and lifestyle. So think about like brands like Nike, Skechers, Reebok, Adidas, Under Armour, that type of general brand, even like Patagonia, REI. Their best models that they hire are going to be people who are above average, like just a little bit above average. You don't see like high fashion supermodels modeling for those brands because they're not going to sell anything. So like I very much fit the just above average persona in a good way, not in a bad way. Like I'm average, but in a very good way. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I was with you until you said the thing about like fashion or supermodels.
Well, like the average person could relate to me very well, but not to a supermodel. Oh,
more than
as
a supermodel.
Well. Yeah.
I mean,
but I look better than the normal person, which is the plus, right?
So it's like
I'm average, but a little bit better.
And he's basically saying that he's better than all of us.
I'm better than you is basically what I'm saying.
You are better than me.
But I didn't say it.
You just said it.
Guess it was implied. No. Well, I was just repeating it. Just repeating it. But yeah, I mean, yeah, traveling can be tough. Hopefully we gave you guys some good answers here. How much time do we have left?
I don't know. I think it should be.
What's the time right now?
My thing doesn't say, but it's 9:55 for me. I don't know what time we started.
We'll wrap it up here.
Yeah.
I'll just cut out this part. I'll take this part off. So hold on. That's about it for tips and tricks. tricks, I feel like, for traveling, right? Traveling tips and tricks, essentially. I think we got them all. We'll probably add on maybe in the future as we start to travel more and people are starting to get back to more traveling. I'm sure we'll do another podcast before the holiday season when a lot of people either travel or travel and stay like near their hometown and, you know, things you can do during the travel season during holiday. So we'll try to think of more things, but that was about it. If you guys have anything to add, you guys can go ahead and DM us. And if you guys enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to leave a thumbs up and a 5-star rating if you can. Share this podcast. Follow us on Instagram. This has been The Alan Yee at The Alan Yee on Instagram. That was ASAP Monty, aka Monica Blanco. And you guys can find this podcast on Instagram at Only Fitness Podcast. Again, if you guys enjoyed the podcast, don't forget to leave a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, a share, a like, do whatever you need to do just so that other people can maybe enjoy this podcast. So we hope you enjoyed these traveling tricks. Be sure to tune in when we release the holiday travel guide, hopefully sometime before November. That way we can get you guys in a good routine if you guys don't have a routine already, like Monica was talking about, just so you're not caught off guard during the travel season. So thank you guys for listening. This has been the Only Fitness Podcast. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to the Only Fitness Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and review. Share this podcast with a friend or family member, and be sure to follow us on Instagram. Until next time, this has been the Only Fitness Podcast.